Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines.
First up, farmers protested in Nicosia and Paphos following similar action from many of their European counterparts that have taken to the streets to air their concerns of European Union green policies. In Nicosia, farmers gathered outside the European Union House, where they also handed out fruit to passers-by. They also submitted a list of demands to the EU House. Speaking to media, Agriculture Minister Maria Panayiotou said the government stands together with the farmers and not against them. She said she invited farmers' organisations to a meeting on Friday morning, which the farmers accepted. According to Panayiotou, the government is constantly exchanging views with farmers' organisations to work together, and €354 million worth of funds are available to be allocated to farmers. Meanwhile, Parliament will very soon hold hearings on what some have dubbed a mega-scandal, the dropping of disciplinary proceedings against contractors previously implicated in corruption and bribery, an MP said. The Contractors' Council, the body which exercises oversight on contractors, has been caught in the eye of the storm after it emerged that the current board decided to terminate disciplinary proceedings against companies implicated in the Paphos sewerage board affair. That affair had gone to trial, and in February 2015, Paphos Criminal Court had handed down sentences to the town's mayor and several municipal councillors, having found them guilty of taking bribes. During the trial, officials from at least two construction and engineering companies stated on the record and under oath that they had greased politicians and public officials in order to land contracts with the sewerage board. Elsewhere, Health Minister Michalis Damianos attended the inauguration of a supported living facility for people with mental health needs in Lacha. He said the project was part of the efforts made to upgrade the health sector, with the aim of providing quality health services with full respect for the rights of people with mental health needs. Our goal with this project is to provide a humane and supportive environment to people with mental health needs, so that they can be rehabilitated into the community, he said. The space, he added, meets all the specifications required for the operation of such structures, and is staffed with specialised mental health nursing staff, while covered by a psychiatrist and a pathologist, with the upcoming addition of an occupational therapist. In other news, there are no plans to close the Degelia power station, Electricity Authority Chairman Yorgos Petrou said. He was speaking during a visit to the power station and added that by the summer of 2025, two new generators would be installed there. Additionally, he confirmed that the danger of potential power outages across much of the island is now past, after repair works on a faulty generator had been completed. We finally managed to avoid any outages at all, and I am happy to report that the repair of the generator has been completed and it will return to operation today, he said. He added, the problem came about suddenly. These machines are very old, and one suffered a technical problem, so we had to change something. And finally, Turkish Cypriot footballer Tahsin Özler signed his first professional contract with Omonia. Özler, 18, is now contracted with the club until the end of the 2026-2027 season. He made history in January by becoming the first Turkish Cypriot since 1957 to play for the club's first team, coming off the bench to play the last half an hour of his side's 3-0 Coca-Cola Cup victory over the Yeniz Ipsona. He came through the club's academy having first signed at the age of 11 in 2017. His rise through Omonia's ranks were a rare show of unity on a Cypriot football landscape which has faced division for longer than the island's political scene.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.